Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second, the center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth, the catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, George Case. Batting second, the center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rosar trying to get to third. Edwards throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Rosar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace strikes out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Woodling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer advances to home in unknown way. Meyer scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey strikes out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Handley moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. Handley moves to third. Peck moves to second. Two outs. Russ Derry pinch hits for Barney McCuskey. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Handley scores. Peck moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Derry now playing left field. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Lum Harris now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall pinch hits for Jack Walesa. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts between the mound and first base. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. Derry strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Hall now playing second base. Gene Handley now playing shortstop. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 4 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Handley hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Vallow strikes out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-2 in the game. Derry takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 5 in the game. Suter bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall is hit by the pitch. Handley moves to second. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Handley moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Krakauskas now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Derry bunts towards the mound. Krakauskas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Handley scores. Hall moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.